I don't know about this place because I'm from... Have you ever been to Buc-ee's? Let me Google this fucking place. You been to Buc-ee's? Ivan Getridov says he's been to Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's, convenience store company. So, I don't know what the deal is with this Buc-ee's place, but, I mean, if you look up pictures of Buc-ee's... Okay, so... We went to Buc-ee's ever since our inception in 1982. We have been committed to providing a clean, friendly, and in-stock experience for our customers. Regardless of where you may find us, if this store is big or small, near or far, the mission remains the same. Let me tell you something. It's big, okay? It was small. I don't know what even small. This is how it should be. Regardless of where you may find us, if the store is big or big as shit, near or far, the mission remains the same. Dude, I walked into Buc-ee's. I was like, oh, yeah, let's piss and we'll get a fucking, you know, I told the sprinter van to pull over, pulled over, went into the Buc-ee's. Okay, man, I don't know if you know about Buc-ee's or not. A lot of people listen to me in Canada or Australia or UK. I'd never been to Buc-ee's. This was in the middle of Dallas and Austin. And dude, this is a mecca of convenience store. It's got, first of all, I wanted to go in and get something to eat. Everything has meat in it. Everything has, you couldn't get it. I mean, here I am, Mr. fucking LA coming in. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't really feel like eating meat because I drank 9 cups of coffee already and I don't want to have to shit it out in 30 minutes. And I get into Buc-ee's and it's literally, it's a convenience store, but it's also got aisles and aisles of beef jerky, different beef jerkies. You know what? Beef jerky connoisseurs. Be fine with just the one kind of beef jerky, okay? No? He likes it? Ivan Getridov loves beef jerky. Dude, have 3 or 4 kinds of beef jerky then, okay? But don't have a wall. This place had a wall of beef jerky. It was like when Neo gets shown into the matrix of the fucking, and all those TVs come up onto the side. It's just like, and then fucking you see all those thousands of TVs. Those were all beef jerkies. This is like the fucking, the matrix, the gopher matrix. Because Buc-ee's mascot is a gopher. And it's so much beef jerky that they just had a whole section of it. And it's so long. And I'm like, God damn, that's a lot of beef jerky. But you can also get, like, don't have a place where you can get beef jerky and toothpaste. Like, just go, one place should be for fucking your mouth up. And then another place you got to go to make your mouth all better. Right? But you can get anything at this, bro. I'm not fucking around. You can get an ottoman at this convenience store. You can get like a really nice frame. It's like, and in the middle of Buc-ee's, and you know this if you've been there. But in the middle of Buc-ee's, there is in this convenience. They got a nerve to call it a fucking convenience store in the middle of this Buc-ee's. And every Buc-ee's, I suppose, because it's here at the one I'm looking at in the picture, too. There is a fucking pork sandwich making station. There is a pork sandwich making station. In the middle of this convenience store, there is a pork sandwich making station, and they don't stop because people are ordering them. Now, that's the weirdest thing to be in a convenience store. Like, I swear to God, I would have been less shocked if in the middle of this convenience store, there was a beach. Dude, I couldn't... There's 9 people working at this station just folding up pork. It's so, like, I'll eat pork, but, like, let me just see a little bit of it, you know? Like, if the second you see too much pork, I'm like, nah, it's gross. You know? When you just see, like I'm talking about, like, 30 animals worth of pork, you're just like, all right, well, maybe I would have had one if you just had this behind closed doors. But it was like a fucking, a wall cascading of like just pork, just dipped in fucking barbecue, just deadly shit, you know? In the meantime, you can buy an ottoman here. Like, you walk in, you're not even that hungry. You see this pork, you're like, oh. And I was with fucking Kristen and Mike's girlfriend. So they walk in and they're like, ooh, I think maybe, ooh. You know, all the chicks got to see is something that doesn't belong. And they're like, now that's interesting. So she gets a pork sandwich. Mike gets a pork sandwich. Now, I don't mean to rat him out, but the fucking Buc-ee's is so big. He got the pork sandwich first. We were walking around and he finished it. And I was like, what the fuck? And then his girlfriend came along. He's like, you're going to pay for that, right? And he goes, yeah. And she walks away and he's like, I used to do this shit all the time in high school. I'm not going to pay for it. Oh, dude. Buc-ee's thief. So it's so big that, like, they don't even have enough. It's so big. I was like, where's the coffee? And that some guy just points over there where the coffee is. And you just, like, pour it yourself. And I'm just like, is this shit free? Like, I don't even know. Like, where do I pay for it? At the front? How do they know what I have? I just say it. Are you using the honor system in Buc-ee's? And so I order a turkey sandwich off of the, because there's you can only get pork. And then there's the station next to it, another whole station with, like, computer TVs, and you just push what you want, and nothing with no meat, like nothing. You get a salad, you get a garden salad, and it's like, which pork loin would you like in it? What body part of the fucking pig would you like in this salad? Ooh, you're like, oh yeah, can I get a salad? Ooh, healthy today. Okay, what part of the pig would you like in it? Since you're being healthy, we'll ask you. So I got a turkey sandwich. And because, here's my mistake, because of how amazing, like, whenever I go to a place and I'm like, unless it's a deli, right, which this is not, it's a convenience store, I say, unless it's a deli, because deli always pile of shit on, I say, I want double meat in it, because these fucking places bitch out, and they'll give you like two slices. Really what you're eating is just bread. You're eating like a fucking, just a pocket of, it's just all bread, and in the middle, there's like just a little bit of a fucking chicken in it. And it's like, I might as well just eaten a fucking loaf of bread, for fuck's sake. So it says, of course, because we're in Texas, do you want extra meat? And so I say, yeah, because I'm like, they're not going to fucking pull one over on me. Dude, I got the sandwich. I swear to God, dude, this fucking thing, it weighed 40 pounds. It was like a fucking picking up a plate at the gym. I wanted to slide it on the side of an Olympic bar. Like, it was unbelievable, dude. Walking out of this thing. It was so fucking big. This meat was so, I take one look at it and I just say, it's too much turkey. I don't want to see all of this. So I took two bites and I fucking, you know, that was it. What a bitch I am. I just wanted a salad. Hey, Buc-ee, have some greens. Have some green shit. You can buy, like, stuff like live, laugh, fucking love, whatever that thing is. Like, there was one thing you could buy that's like a wood art, piece of art, and it said, and it had a cannon on it, and it said, come take it. Like, so Texan to not even have a gun on it. Like, a cannon? Come take what? My cannon? Who's got a fucking cannon? The people who shop at Buc-ee's. Come take it. I kind of, part of me wanted to kind of like grab it and just leave with it and have them be like, hey, bud, what you doing? And I said, well, I was just following directions. Come. It says come take it. I thought it was free. I'm sorry. I thought they were complimentary. Buc-ee's is insane. And then I left Buc-ee's and some guy drove by and said, Chris D'Elia, what's up? And I was like, ah, what's up? And then my brother texted me, hey, did some guy just say hi to you? And I'm like, you're in LA. What the fuck's going on? And he was like, yeah, he always writes me. Dude, I just fucking like the internet in the world is so weird right now. You know, I'm walking out with 40 pounds of turkey. And Mike's girlfriend, by the way, got, this is what she got. You can get fudge at Buc-ee's. Okay. Fudge, a slushy, whatever the fuck, like the 7-Eleven things, cotton candy. And like a churro or something, and was just walking out, and something pork, and I was like, are you nine? Unbelievable, dude. Join our team and grow with us. Bucky's Careers. We are looking for dedicated, hardworking individuals to join the Bucky's family. Give us a holler and come grow with us. I talked about Bucky's way too much. Oh, look at this fucking shit. Are you kidding me? They got car washes? Dude, just be a city. What, is there a mayor at Bucky's? Hey, I walk into Bucky's next time you walk into Bucky's and honestly be like, can I talk to the mayor? I guarantee they're like, hold up. Let him get Jack. He's over at the car wash handing out pamphlets because he's running for a second term. Get Jack! He comes in with a fucking pork sandwich. Hey, how's it going? I'm Mayor Jack Bucky. Look at this, News and Press in Bucky's. Where are they? Here are the locations. If there's any on the West Coast, I'd be surprised, but maybe there are. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Texas, all a bunch of Texas. Wow, a lot in Texas. Wow, Jesus Christ, there's like 50 in Texas. Wow, only in Texas. Yeah, see? None. Hey, dog, shut up. I got fucking too many dogs.